This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, you know, I pay the price. I want to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm...
The globalists want to condition you that there's only mainstream media and there's only what the establishment puts out. That everybody else is an idiot. But once the spell is broken, nothing can put the genie back in the bottle. Nothing can reconstruct the thin eggshell lies of Humpty Dumpty. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Arizona. Chris, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, no problem, Alex. Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious to get your take on it. Okay, so the police said that the cameras that were in Stephen Paddock's hotel,
yes, sir,
were not recording. And do you think these cameras could have been transmitting a live feed to the accomplices? And also, how would he have been able to install these cameras when, the Mandalay Bay? Well, they have this surveillance systems that are equivalent to the Pentagon. And I'm just curious to get your take on that.
Well, that's why the sheriff, you can't act, it's not fake, is completely exhausted in these videos, these press conferences, and totally freaked out. And when he talks about how they're looking at radicalization because of what they found, he just shakes his head. And then he says, well, we don't want the folks to know that we can be on their trail, but obviously we're on the trails. And in the new press conference last night, he says, yes, a woman was there. There are receipts. They've confirmed what we broke, what drugs carried is accurate again. Boom, 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 over and over again. I'm just saying that because they keep saying we're not credible, because we are. And then clearly they're saying he had wireless cameras outside. He had two suites. There were other people there. These hotels are like Fort Knox. They're watching everything you do, even if you're a VIP guest. They knew what he was doing. And you look at the MO of the owners, hooked in with CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood and building stuff over in the Middle East, and hooked in with George Soros' resistance movement. That's in the news. I mean, this is literally a George Soros combine where this happened. So what do you think, brother? I mean, look at who they targeted. Look at the time frame. Look at the promise of October 1st. I mean, it's staring us all in the face. What do you think, Chris?
I think that people that are awake are seeing through all this misinformation that they're putting out. And I saw last night on Fox that during that press conference they had, that they were pretty upset about these conspiracy theories that people are reading online. And they're really not doing anything to counter that by not releasing any information. And I think it's ridiculous that something like this could happen and they would not give any details. And that just lends credence to these conspiracy theories that they're in no way trying to debunk. And man, I'm sad for this country, and I really pray that nothing like this happens again.
Well, brother,
and, you know, unfortunately, I'm sure it will.
I was about to say, I mean, they prime the pump. It's completely obvious. They're targeting an asleep population. For those of us that are awake, it's as, you know, obvious as the nose on somebody's face that Hillary, you know, rigged the debates and knew the questions. We said that the night it happened, and then it came out exactly what we said. She had the questions 3 weeks before. So see, we see it, we know it, you can see scripting, well, we can see the scripting here. It's ridiculous. And the thing is, they've been told part of the investigation by all the Obama holdovers and the FBI and the ATF, to shut this down. The president has to release it. I guarantee you, folks, it's Antifa material. That was in the hotel and traveling to the Middle East. I was told that by the hostage rescue team. You think they'd risk their careers and lives to tell me that if they weren't upset by lies being put out? That's real. That's why everything we've said has been now confirmed, because it's the truth. God bless you, Chris. I can't even believe how hardcore this is. Believe me, I don't want this job. This is not about a power trip or being the big guy that's right. But believe me, man, I'm whistling past the graveyard. I need your prayers. America needs your prayers. And those victims need your prayers. But get ready. The next attack's in the wings. I got chills up down my back. It's coming. It's coming. It's going to be much worse. They could attack hundreds of targets in one night. It's Helter Skelter.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to wake up.
And he's got a new, really fancy, non-blue screen studio. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show or watch on some of the TV stations we're on across the country. And that's what Gavin's doing now, launching syndicated radio/television. And I'm so excited to have the competition on. I was eating during the break, a little bit down the wrong tube, because I'm not in competition with anybody who wants freedom. I'm in competition with tyranny. And it's great to have Gavin, a founder of Vice, and so much more here with us. Gavin, out of the gates, what do you say about Vegas? What's your gut tell you?
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I tend to be pretty cynical about these things, but something reeks here. Remember that church that got shot up, that mosque, sorry, in Quebec?
Yes.
It was a guy, there was 2 people there, and then there was 1 person there. It was pretty clear that the government was trying to hide. But even in that case, we knew within seconds that this guy had once clicked a like on a Facebook article about Le Pen. And that was just a click many years before. So we're usually remarkably thorough. And this time, we got nothing. No Facebook, no tweets, no family relations. I mean, how do we know so little? It doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. In fact, that's why I love getting you on. That's the one point I hadn't made. But I was thinking about that just the other day, how crazy this is, folks. We always, when it's a right-winger or a libertarian, we hear their entire Facebook history, their Twitter history. They've always visited Infowars.com because the site's, 50 times bigger than MSNBC.com. Of course, people are visiting it, literally. But still, they always demonize Matt Drudge, myself. You would have heard this, but now they're sitting on it. And, Gavin, I can tell you why. I got a call, and it was confirmed later by text, from the hostage rescue team that was there. And they said, indeed, it was full of Antifa and Islamic paraphernalia.
Wow. Yeah, that the police feel like, and when I say the police, I mean the top brass, obviously not the guys on the street, but the top brass and the government, they're better than us, they're smarter than us, we can't control ourselves. So what they'll do is they'll parse out information based on what we can handle, because we can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholson was right. So they're just going to dole it out in little pieces to make sure we don't get too angry. And we saw this in Paris, if you recall, at the Bataclan. They said, oh, there was a shooting, and we got the guys, and it was very terrible. It was a freak accident, blah, blah, blah. And you go, then you find out a year later that they were eviscerating pregnant women, taking the babies out, the dying babies. They were cutting off men's genitalia and putting it in their mouths. But the mayor hid that information from us because it's too intense and it might lead to a backlash against Muslims. So they just doled out little pieces.
But if he would have been a conservative doing that, of course a conservative wouldn't do that, you would see video of the testicles. I mean, you would have seen the whole thing.
This has to be that they figure we can't handle the truth. And it's funny how when it's someone who's right-wing, we hear about it all, even when they're not necessarily right-wing. If some lunatic on pharmaceuticals is in one picture holding a Confederate flag, then we have evidence of Nazis and white power, and they're happy to unleash that. Let's get that out. Let's get people killed. Let's get Nazis punched and make every conservative a Nazi and get all their lives in danger. That's fine. But if it's a liberal, I don't want to condone the NRA's narrative, so I'm not doing it.
Gavin, what do you make of Jimmy Kimmel and all of them out of the gates, the talking point from Chuckie Schumer that we are all guilty collectively, that we all did it, that we're bad, that we're involved in a dirty business? To quote Kimmel last night, he said gun owners are involved in this dirty business. This is next level leftist guilt tripping, just crazy, desperate attempt. When this guy has been in all these videos improperly handling guns, threatening to shoot me with a gun on TV once, saying he's coming to kill me, all the rest of it. Now he's pointing at me, even though he has a bunch of bodyguards with guns on video, but he's saying none of us can have guns and that we all are in a dirty business, but he owns guns, so I guess he's saying that he is guilty.
It's amateur hour. We saw this with the NFL taking a knee. You and I have been doing this for decades. When someone says they want to take a knee to police brutality, you say, oh, okay, so how many deaths are unjust a year? What happened? Well, are you talking about Tamir Rice? Are you talking about Mike Brown? Are you talking about Trayvon Martin? Which case are you talking about? Let's get into it. And you realize, oh, no, I don't actually know what I'm talking about. I just like virtue signaling. And Jimmy Kimmel, Crybaby Kimmel, I know him, by the way. He's not a political guy. He's a sports guy. He loves sports, and he loves comedy. He loves his family. He sees someone die, and he just goes for the go-to rich guy thing, which is, guns are bad. Trump is bad. Everyone's a Nazi. And it's just what amateurs do. It's what babysitters do. It's what little girls do. And when someone isn't well-versed in guns or these things, they decide they want to play political for a day. They want our jobs for a day. And they're so bad at it. Hey, Jimmy, what law would have prevented this? Tell me how to prevent these. In his own diatribe, he said this guy had a clean record. He was mentally sound. He gave away that no background check would have stopped this.
And let's expand on that.
It's about the butt. It's about the modification. Let's make it all about that. We've tried that. It doesn't work.
Expanding on that, Gavin, we now have coming out, the sheriff saying, no, he clearly was radicalized. He said he definitely did not do this alone. These are quotes. They're investigating him for radicalization, which means they found evidence to follow down that trail, but we're hearing nothing. I think it's absolutely essential that information get out. The media is spinning it that we on the conservative side, of the libertarian side, are just making up things. No, we're going to what we have, the target. Just like Colonel Schaefer, of Army and CIA intelligence, said the motive is the target. And it looks just like a replay of a guy the exact same age going and shooting Congressman Scalise, who wanted to kill the other 14 congressmen as well.
Isn't that a strange word, radicalize? I mean, they're going to say, oh, he slipped up, and he meant it's a radical thing to do, not in the skateboard surfer way, but it's a radical thing to do to shoot up people. So that's what I meant. No, no one ever uses the word radicalized to mean right-winger. No one says Timothy McVeigh had become radicalized. Radicalized is reserved for Islam. So I think the sheriff screwed up there and accidentally let that word slip, which is going to let Islam slip. And by the way, I think we can stop differentiating between radical Islam and the alt-left. Those guys have merged. Limassar Sur, Razmai O'Day, they're running the Women's March. Radical Islam, Sharia law, and the far left and communism, they're all one big ball, and they all have decided the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and their enemy is us. Is the patriarch.
And then the hotel is connected to the care and the Muslim Brotherhood and building casinos in the Middle East and doing donations to it, telling their employees, give George Soros money, you know, give all the usual suspects money, Southern Poverty Law Center, who got caught running the white supremacist compound in Oklahoma City. I mean, just all the usual suspects. And 5 days he's up there with other people putting up cameras and 22 guns and thousands of rounds of ammo. I mean, everybody knows you go to a normal hotel, they come in when you're gone and search stuff as a security deal. At these casinos, you're lucky if you don't get a proctology exam.
Well, the devil's in the details, and there's so many tiny details here that don't add up. Who orders two Pepsis? Have you ever ordered two Pepsis?
By the way, conservatives don't drink Pepsi. Everybody knows that since the last election especially. That's a Democrat drink.
It is. It is really, really suspicious. And I can handle the truth. I wouldn't be remotely surprised if this guy had converted to Islam. I wouldn't be remotely surprised if this guy was a left-winger who thought Trump supported
Nazis. By the way, Gavin, ISIS said he did. And even AP on Monday morning goes, usually ISIS is truthful what they take credit for. And they said he converted 2 months before, maybe for money. How do you get millions and millions of dollars a year to gamble when he was a private investor? Let's come right back to Gavin McGinnis. He's got Get Off My Lawn, the new great broadcast. He's launched. We'll give you that website and more. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Find more on Gavin on Twitter at Gavin_McGinnis. Stay with us. He's on CRTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Leaves us at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to come back and take your phone calls and play that compilation of videos clearly showing two shooters. And I've interviewed the former head of SEAL Team 6. He doesn't like me saying that, but that's what he did. Dev Grubb and a bunch of other people currently in special operations, Army, highest levels, most elite units who were assigned to HRT. And I'm even authorized to say that. They weren't in the raid. They were behind it. And the guy shot back at him. He didn't commit suicide. And there was Islamic crud everywhere. And Antifa crap all over. Then I'd ask, well, was he set up? Then I would investigate there. I wouldn't just pin it on him. But the fact that they're covering that up, And as Gavin McGinnis said, if it was a conservative, we'd know his whole Facebook history. If he visited InfoWars, we'd know. We always get to hear about it. Even if they were actually leftists that visited our sites. So, Gavin, you're absolutely on target. May I say, I really like your new studio. That's very, very smart. What are the other big issues? They're trying to frame us all for this. They're moving forward. They're trying to give us collective guilt. You got the NFL thing. They tried to frame Trump saying that he didn't help Puerto Rico, and we flooded him with mountains of help. And then the mayor and others got caught with the Teamsters blocking the goods. I mean, Democrats have gone to such new nasty heights. I can't even believe it. But Trump's approval ratings, even in their skewed polls, are skyrocketing. What next level of lunacy will they go to try to stop us?
You know, they never cease to amaze me. After Charlottesville, I went, oh, good, I disavowed that. I'm glad I had nothing to do with it. And then they go, yeah, but you met someone who was there. Oh, okay, so now I'm guilty. Or this thing with the shooting in Vegas, you go, okay, finally.
Gavin's Skype just froze up. That's kind of cool while his Skype froze up. It's like I'm living here in the future because my TV's HD and our connection to him on Skype it's gone now, was HD, and it looked like he was in a picture window frozen right there. This HD TV, man, I was at Target a few weeks ago buying something, I forget, like party favors for one of my kids, but I don't go to Target often, but I do go to Target even though it's a globalist communist combine. And they have these new HD TVs in there. I'm not doing an ad for them. And they were so HD that it was like I was looking out a window in Spain or in Italy. And I was like trying to reach through the televisions. It's just, we are living in science fiction land. That's all I'm saying. And how does the establishment think that there wouldn't be any byproducts of all this new communication? That the people would have a wider voice and the people could have choices of what they wanted to listen to and what they wanted to watch. And then if that did happen, that the public would break with them and no amount of authoritarianism would help put that back in the bottle. And we have Catalonia trying to pull out and they go beat up everybody. So now they're going to secede for sure. Again, the force feeding, the desperate establishment, Gavin, what point have we gotten to where the left is getting so insane and it's only driving people away from them faster? It's a new studio for Gavin, so we're working out the bugs right now. Let me see if he can hear me up in New York from here. Gavin, can you hear me over there in New York City?
I read you loud and clear.
Good. We're going to have to hold you over the next segment, so I got more questions for you. But now that we've worked out the technical difficulties, can you hear me down here from Texas?
Yes, I can hear you up here in New York City. You sound fine.
Good. What are they going to do as everyone turns on him and his approval ratings skyrocket?
Nothing. They're unflappable. You know what I said earlier, that they've merged with ISIS, they've merged with the extremist jihadists, and now the alt-left and the radical Islam are as one? They're also that way behaviorally. They're that way ideologically. And ISIS, the Islam is insatiable. A woman puts on a burqa, she's still getting lashes because part of her bangs are showing, or you can see her socks. They're never satisfied. Islam. Similarly, the far left will never, ever waver. The more data they get that contradicts their belief, the more steadfast they will become in those beliefs. They see country music fans get murdered because they've been dehumanized, and they go, that's your fault, that's guns. They no matter what happens, it's more evidence that Trump is Hitler. So, what do? You do what you do with radical Islam. You cut them loose. You say, I'm not talking to you anymore. You don't have a say. You're not invited to my party. Get off my lawn.
And what does your maxim, get off my lawn, mean? I mean, I get it in general, but it's a great term. I mean, does it mean I have my territory, I can have my own culture, you can be what you want, but I'm an individual?
Yes, it means I'm here. If you're here to enrich my life, then by all means, welcome aboard. But if you're here to mess with me, if you're here to sabotage the patriarchy or capitalism or the West, get lost. Get off my lawn. And Walt Kowalski says it in Gran Torino, and I just thought, what a perfect example of how great America used to be, where we used to be proud of our lawns, where dads used to be the boss. Now we've got Homer Simpson with his hand stuck in a toaster going, aah! I want to get back to people revering the patriarch.
I've got to say, I was once for a costume party, I guess around Halloween, the guy from Falling Down. But I think you're channeling, you know, somebody that would work at, say, IBM or Texas Instruments in 1984. That is quite the outfit you're wearing. In fact, before you even kind of went with that, I was trying to get Owen Schroyer, because he can pull it off. I said, I want the most right-wing, outlandish rep ties. I want huge American flag lapels, because it triggers them. But I said, think even like a fancy version of the guy from Falling Down, and you've done it.
Well, I just rewatched that movie, actually, and he is an awesome character, but I forgot how badly he treats his ex-wife. He's a real jerk to her. That's not what I'm going for. But outside of that, yeah, I like this guy who's mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Because it's been decades of me sitting with liberals. I live in New York City. So I sit with them and I go, okay, tell me what goes on.
Well, what do they do when you wear that outfit? Because here's the deal. Everything they do, so uncool, so rejected. I agree. The coolest thing to be now is what you're wearing. In fact, I'm too fat to pull it off, too big. But I think everybody should start dressing just like that. Just to let folks know, we reject your establishment garbage.
Conservative is the new punk. It's now radical to say, I like traditionalism. I think most women would be happier at home. I think that they should follow the law when it comes to immigration. Now to have your dad's views, which in a tavern 30 years ago were just mundane. I mean, you wouldn't even say that because it's so obvious. Yes, I love America. No, I don't want it ruined with different cultures diluting it. But now when you say something that's just normal, it's considered remarkably radical.
Well, my thing is, America's always been about a bunch of cultures together, but they were coming to get away from oppression and trying to make something better. Now other groups are brought in to be turned against America by the globalists. That's why it's a problem.
You know, Britain is a perfect example of that. That is the canary in the coal mine. And you have, what's his name, Sadiq Khan? I always confuse him with the British editor at Breitbart. But he said, immigrants don't have to assimilate. And he also said terrorism is just part of living in a big city. So you combine those two and you have the opposite of what the West was all about. It was, I don't care who you are. If you're here and you're on board with freedom, let's do this. And it's been working for centuries. And all of a sudden, in the past, I would even say 5 years, we've said, you know what? Let's just burn the whole thing to the ground. And that's what I think happened in Vegas. I think a big part of that attack was this dehumanization. You know, Charles Krauthammer says, they think we're evil, we just think they're wrong. They think that we are like demons, and they want to blast us and kill us.
They want to make them victims, which they are, and they use it to get the guns. But simultaneously, all these liberals are celebrating their deaths. Let's come back and do 5 more minutes. I want to ask you, what happened if they assassinate President Trump? Let's get serious with Gavin McGinnis, then your phone calls.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm talking about Twilight Zone. Guess who just called me during the break? I'm not name dropping. It's just ridiculous.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
I'm not gonna believe it.
It's Alex Jones.
Hi, Alex. It's Dr. Phil. That Dr. Phil calling me wanting me on the show. You know, it's gone from like 10 years ago, kind of hokey and stupid going on mainstream TV shows, to now you never see me on them because I won't do it because they're so uncool. Now let me explain. I'm not trying to act cool. I'm dressing the same way I dressed 30 years ago. I just want to be left alone to live my own life, just like Gavin, who's been a very successful comedian. filmmaker, writer, found Vice, you know, that got bought by HBO. And as he said before, he's been ostracized. He's been kicked out of his entire circle of friends like they're a cult. You hear about these cults where you don't agree with them. So they say, sorry, I can't talk to you anymore. Well, that's what Democrats are like. And now areas downtown of Austin, which has been colonized by failures from California. I don't mean all of California is bad. You know, the failures that went to California and failed. They're like moths or locust. They've now come here and they'll run up and scream and cuss at me and throw things at me. People see live feeds where I'm just walking down the street. People are driving by going, F you, F you. Now, for every person that does that, five or six wave at me, want to shake my hand, of every color, of every creed, of every male, female, gay, straight, you name it. But they're just so intolerant and canceling Berkeley that he was going to speak at. But then Antifa can march the next day. And now Alan Dershowitz is going to sue him because they won't let him speak. And just the evil of these people, and they're ratcheting up the rhetoric, saying we're going to kill Trump, we're going to kill his family, we're going to kill his supporters. And I've had them dump hot coffee on me and you scream Nazi while they do it. They want a coming-of-age war. And so what happens if they kill President Trump? They're foiling plots reportedly every few days right now that you really don't hear about. Some of them come out, but I've got Secret Service sources. I mean, it is insane. They're having to spend three times what they did on Obama because it's just coming out of the woodwork, and the president's not a coward. He's out there. But what happens, Gavin McGinnis, syndicated TV host, what happens on CRTV, doing great stuff. What happens if the president is killed? Because I'm really concerned that the deep state, who says they want an upheaval, they want a revolution to stop the populist peaceful awakening, to derail this political realignment, that it's in the calculus. And they've had former deputy director of the CIA say, we're going to kill the president on CNN. That's a clear threat. They're clearly trying to line that up right now. What happens if they kill 45?
First of all, isn't it amazing how mainstream that question has become? It's on CNN all the time. It comes up on mainstream media all the time like it's a perfectly normal thing. Meanwhile, back in Obama's days, we have one rodeo clown dares to dress up like him. The guy's fired. You never mock the president. Don't you dare make fun of him. Yet we can discuss Trump's murder. It's just accepted. In fact, on November 4th, there's a massive riot planned by Antifa where they want to shut down the entire country, burn it to the ground, and part of that is to either have Trump leave or be killed. And they don't seem to understand that Pence is more Republican and right-wing than Trump is. So you'd have to kill Trump and the vice president. And if you even try to do that, you are going to wake the sleeping giant. America is pretty annoyed with the left, but they're busy people. You know, even those country fans at the Jason Aldean concert, only 60% are political people who consider themselves right wing. Only 11% are liberal. 30% are just not political. But if you start messing with a democratically elected president, you're going to regret it is what's going to happen. And America is going to calm down on the left hard.
Well, that's what they're trying to package, and just like Hillary thought she was invincible and all these other guys thought they were, but they keep getting their butts handed to them, don't they understand that it's 2 + 2 = 4, that they're playing chess here, that there'll be aftermath? Because so many of their decisions, they just make like they're a 3-year-old sticking their hand in the cookie jar or peeing in the pool. They don't think about what's going to come as a repercussion. That, to me, is most frightening of all.
It's almost like there's a pop star you don't like Katy Perry, and you go, I don't want her around, and then you just ruin her career, and then she'll be gone. Trump isn't just Trump. Trump is an idea, and that idea is, let's be proud of America again. Let's accept the fact that we are the best country in the world. And voters went, yep, I'm all for trying that. I tried We Suck for 8 years. It didn't go well. So if you think you can kill Trump, you also think you can kill that idea, the idea that America kicks ass, and America will kick your ass if you try that.
Well, that's what they've already...
We're the ones that are good with guns, not them.
That's what they've already tried, is saying the NRA is terrorist. And then on the next night, gun owners are terrorists. You're in dirty business. You're bad. People are rejecting it. So Kimmel and his speechwriters don't they understand, like, you can press somebody that's asleep or press somebody you got whipped. What they're doing to us is not whipping us. It's enraging us. No one I know is buying this.
And well, that's why Trump was elected, by the way. It was for 25 years, us dads have been sitting on the couch. And when the polling station calls, we go, I'm busy. And when it's time for the election, we go, ah, it's all fixed anyway. Screw it. And then this election came along and we saw Trump. And for the first time in 25 years, dads put down their beer. They said, hold my beer. And they walked to the polling station. And conversely, women went, I hate Hillary. I'm done with this. And women stayed on the couch. So in a way, we've already awoken the sleeping giant. And these dads have gotten off their ass and voted. And instead of going, whoa, I got dad mad. Like at home, when dad's mad, the whole house can feel it. But now the kids are still being brats. They're still nagging and pulling at dad's slacks after he already got up. You're going to get more than sent to your room. You're going to get swatted upside the head.
Look at the NFL thing. First, they come out. The president says you should be respectful. This is rude. They go, no, you're disrespectful to the NRA. Within days, they had to back off. But still, people are leaving them in rows. The NBA had to back off. Again, everything they do, they're losing at. But like you said, they're like undead zombies. They never stop coming. They're just brains, freedom. We want North Korea. No, we don't want the stock market up. No, we don't want a growing economy. No, no, failure. We want to fail.
It's like that drunk guy at the party who just ruins every conversation and then he knocks something over and then he's trying to change the song and he just goes and scrapes the record. That's what the left is. They go and they ruin video games. They ruin movies. They ruin heavy metal. They're trying to make that politically correct. And you go, well, at least sports is a meritocracy. If you can throw a fastball at 100 miles an hour, you're in. I don't care if you're a reptilian. You're in. And they go, no, we're ruining sports. We're making sports about being politically correct. And you just go, is there nothing that you don't want to ruin? Like, what's... They've ruined jokes. They've ruined sex. They've ruined dating. What's left?
And then they love authoritarian Islam and want to ally with that, but then they think men, you know, in the house wearing pants is bad, but throwing acid on women's faces, so much so they're trying to ban precursors to acid and having acid control in London because they're having 7 attacks a day melting women's faces off.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just they've chosen the most bizarre bedfellows. They're calling us racist, sexist, homophobes, and embracing jihadists who throw gays off buildings, treat women as second-class citizens, and racism, I mean, that's not even a thing to them. It's such a given that they are superior, more superior than anyone else, that racism is just, that's an obvious one. So, I mean, I think they abolished slavery in Saudi Arabia in, like, 2010. And you know it's not abolished.
Well, Gavin, we're out of time. Folks can find more on your Twitter, on CRTV, and the great work that all you guys are doing over there. Gavin_McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Follow me on Real Alex Jones. But I noticed in closing, you got Paul Watson behind you tweeting about Drudge. Sheriff saying that the shooter may have been radicalized. Yes, Media Matters, as you pointed out, run by Soros, says that's fake news. No, the sheriff said that and says there's no way.
I heard it with my ears.
Yeah. So what do you make of the arrogance of them? I mean, they're the ones putting out fake news.
You know, when you have these apocalypse cults and they say the world's going to end October 13th, 2017, and you go, well, on October 14th, that'll be the end of that cult, right? And then October 14th rolls around and they have more members. And you realize liberalism is a cult. Country music fans can get murdered to the tune of, what is it, 58 now?
Yep.
And it's GOP's fault. It's the Republicans' fault. No matter what happens, if there's a flood, it's Trump's views on global warming. It's Trump's fault. And I'm at the point now where I'm not arguing with these Scientologists anymore. I'm done with this cult.
That's right. They're Gavin, good. Thank you. Call straight ahead. Stay with us. Thank you, Gavin.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. 1988. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast, but a miles above you. We are live broadcasting worldwide. Why do I play this? Because the globalists think they're bringing in Helter Skelter. That's Charlie Manson. A virtual army of unidentified assassins. A plan that the weathermen wanted to carry out. A plan that people like Charlie Manson dreamed of. Going out killing all the squares, man, all the judges and all the politicians and all the rich people and taking over the world, man. But what it really was going to be is a French Revolution to make something even worse. And now the globalists themselves have used this to overturn other countries, other nations. And that's why they got all the cop killing operations going, just beta testing how the police will respond instead of a cop getting shot in the back of the head, you know, randomly by one of Soros' minions every day or so or every week. It'll be every hour. And then see if you'll sign on to the UN and total global control via the Strong Cities Initiative. Then they'll stop killing you. People say, man, that sounds crazy, but it's true. Type in Loretta Lynch, Strong Cities, and all the rest of the initiatives. It's happening. You know who they put on the police review boards? Marxist, Leninist, Communist, Mao Brigade members. Right here where I live. And you're like, okay, the cops aren't perfect, but I'm not with the Mao Brigade. Real simple. And we're trying to make America free and open again, but not by globalist terms where they overrun and destroy the nation. I'm going to write your calls, Karen and Lexi and Ian and Josh and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. I'm not going to belabor this, but we've gone out and private labeled, or in some cases developed, the very best nutraceuticals out there with four of the top companies in the U.S., BrainForce takes all that's known about nootropics or brain pills that are natural and healthy and basically gives you what's in other leading brands that are $50, $60, $70 for $30. And that's when we discount it. Normally it's like $20, $35, $36. But right now it's $19.96, 50% off the regular price. We've never done that. We got a huge shipment in. It's been sold out for months. I want you to try it and see how good it is and how it doesn't give me a hangover or make me jittery like some of the other nootropics out there do. If you're into energy drinks and all that other stuff, you really owe it to yourself. It's a lot of the energy drink makers say they wouldn't drink them themselves. I take this myself. It's really good for you. It's high quality. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. BrainForce is back in 50% off. Also, you can get chocolate or strawberry, true paleo caveman formula with the bone broth, the turmeric, and so much more. What is it, like 9 primal superfoods in it? You get that for 50% off, but that is getting ready to be close to selling out, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to its regular price in the next few days. So take advantage of that. That special is about to end. Secret 12, 40% off about to end. 25% off Oxy powder to flush out your guts. That's 25% off. Amazing. Alexa Pure Water Filtration System, 20% off. That's already off the low price. Emmerich's Essentials right now. Essential oils are in. Those are discounted as well. Very high quality. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purification, already super low price. It's normally 200 and something bucks. The competitor's like 500. And this is the same type of unit. They just mark it up massively. So this is 20% off. It's just an incredible deal. It's up to $200. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you're the folks that make it possible. Without you supporting us financially and buying great products at great prices, we don't exist. So, no, when you fund InfoWars, our success is your success, and you get great products, a 360 win. Okay, we got Karen, we got Lexi, we got Ian, we got Jesse, we got Josh, we got a lot of folks. Karen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, you rock. Okay, I got three quick questions for you. One, this man was supposed to have a plane, correct? Why didn't he fill that up and go shoot somebody, you know, like go and kill everybody with that? Because that would have been a lot more if he was a lone wolf type person. You know, that would have done a lot more damage than the, supposedly the guns at that distance. What do you think of that?
The whole thing is perfect to be covered up. And I don't know how you get 20-plus guns and thousands of rounds of ammo into a deal for 5 days and they don't learn about it. Where if I've talked to folks, you leave a marijuana cigarette in your bag, they find it, hotel security comes. The hotels all search your stuff, folks, and they do it even more at the casinos. This is pure bull. Again, one of my security people years ago was pulling security in Vegas. He even had the special license via the barcode and serial number you're supposed to have with whatever company you're with. Very strict gun laws in the city and in the county there where Vegas is located, not so much in the state itself. He went down for an hour to eat something, came back up, his gun was gone out of the underwear drawer. He called him, they said, please come down to the downstairs area. He was there 3 hours. They were going to take him to jail till the security company brought his security license to be an armed, you know, security personnel with the code. So they search your room when you leave. It's a fact. It is a setup. The company is involved with jihadis. I'm not saying they did the whole thing, but they clearly had sympathizers, and that's why you hear the cops using the word radicalized, which is code for Islam. Go ahead.
Okay, the other thing, too, that I'm just interesting here, the woman, okay, he gives her a cheap ticket. Now, this guy owns, you know, he's given her $100,000. Now, why would he's a millionaire. Why would he buy her a cheap ticket? And the other thing is, why, you know, what kind of clothing did she take with her? You know, how many suitcases went with this woman?
Well, all I know is she had two different husbands. This whole thing, it's gun running, it's drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just see it. He was spending millions a year, and they were going, oh, he's winning at the casinos. No one wins unless they bring $100,000 in the front and then leave with $60,000 or $70,000. That's the only way you win is laundering money, and it's well known. Thank you so much for the call, Karen. Great point. Let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Canada. You're on the air, Jesse. Thanks for holding.
Hey, every minute was worth it, Alex. I actually have one big question I have here is, you know, so if he went and he bought all of these guns and all this ammunition in what, like the 5 days he was there, and he has no prehistory of that or the fact that he was stocked?
Well, now they're saying he bought the guns years ago, but there's no record of most of that, too. The whole thing is just ridiculous.
That's what I'm talking about. So, like, I could go to Tim's. For like Tim Hortons up here for like a couple of months straight, and I go to Starbucks and I get a call because they think someone's using my credit card, but this guy all of a sudden decides to go and start buying like arsenals of AR-15s and thousands of rounds.
That's right. I buy probably 10 guns a year, but they know who I am. They know I'm a collector, but I also have some of the guns here for security personnel. And I'm a collector, so I've never been red flagged. But anybody that goes in and just out of the blue starts buying 20, 30 guns in a year, you get a visit.
Yeah, exactly. And the other interesting thing I was thinking about is did they say what the make of the vehicle was that he came into? Because there's no way he's got all of that loaded into like a basic four.
Sure, normal hotels. Normal hotels rifle through your stuff. I'll have prescription pills on me that aren't even a controlled substance, and they'll fumble around and mess with those and open those up. They dig through everything. It's totally ridiculous. It's a total setup. I mean, a lot of these rifles he had, you can't even break down and put in small bags. It's pure bull. He was in there for 5 days with 22 guns, with two rooms, transferring the food to another room so they wouldn't get suspicious. You don't think they don't pay attention that you're eating in one room and going to another? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nobody spies on you like hotels, folks. And they do it so people can't get in and run scams. I mean, I think it's a police state. I don't like it. But, ladies and gentlemen, Vegas searches your room. They profile you when they leave. They're hooked into Homeland Security, data threat analysis. Hotels, major hotel chains, are threat fusion centers. Okay, that's a big secret. It's not a public knowledge. It's not classified, but hotels are considered major nodes, as are car rental facilities and things like that in the threat fusion center system. And so they are threat fusion centers. This guy attacked a crowd from a threat fusion center. What do you say to that?
Oh, man, like, it's just the most ridiculous thing, how tactically set up this was. Like, that 400 yards he's got, that 32nd story height of the kill zone that was set up, you don't just come up with that.
Exactly, and he had cameras out in the hallway. I mean, and then the people that knew this guy said he was a mentally ill basket case. He was a cutout. He was a patsy. He was a Lee Harvey.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.